Residents of Moose Jaw, please raise your voices and let your objections be heard. Is Moose Jaw's front yard really the only or most suitable site for the newly proposed regional garbage disposal facility? Here are some thoughts that have been brought forward. Extremely close proximity to Moose Jaw. Only 1 mile from 30,000 plus residents of our city. Your homes, your children's schools and playgrounds, your businesses. No possible residential expansion to the north of Moose Jaw if this site goes forward. Prevailing northwest winds. Hospital, hotels, restaurants, and businesses in direct path of these winds. Streets, playgrounds, yards, and homes could be directly impacted by possible stench, airborne pollutants and garbage all carried by NW winds. City states that certain tasks will be avoided at the dump when high winds and or high temperatures exists. How will this affect the formation of smells and the distribution of garbage into our airspace? Fire hazards can be and is often a disastrous event at garbage collection sites. Hospital would have to evacuate the sick and incapacitated. NW winds would push toxic smoke and chemical fumes into our city. Remember Moose Jaw, 30,000 people would only be 1 mile away. Adding fuel to the flames, no less than 3 fuel retail businesses would be located directly south of the dump. There would be a great possibility that an already environment disaster could escalate into a blazing inferno. Dangerous number 2 highway. Main entrance into proposed dump site will be a left-hand turn off of the number 2 highway when proceeding north of the city. 2-lane highway is not designed to handle this type of traffic. Used by heavy transport trucks, fuel tankers, huge farm machinery, K+S commuters, Buffalo Pound and northern rural residents, tourists to Buffalo Pound Provincial Park and to Sask Parklands, 5-6 Prairie South school buses, etc. Add to this busy traffic load, a fleet of slow-moving garbage trucks, large transport trucks carrying commercial waste, trucks and trailers of local and surrounding residents and smaller communities, all hauling to the regional dump daily. Extremely busy and confusing intersection at the North Service Road and Highway No. 2, 9th Avenue North, W, will also, most likely, be a chosen access point to the garbage collection facility by many residents. 9th and Highway No. 1 is already a deadly corner. Use of taxpayers' dollars. City's estimated budget for this project is approximately $24 million. City-hired consulting firm SNC-Lavalin estimated that a much smaller, 104-acres, regional landfill site would cost approximately $91 million, start of project to final closing. This was done in 2016, so inflation is not considered in the estimate. City has provided no project-by-project proposed budgets. The city has a chosen one of the highest appraised pieces of land in southern Sask as their proposed site. No actual purchase price has been released. Has the city done an in-depth, extensive research study on using land the city already owns? Could money spent on purchasing a new parcel of land been used to improve and repair infrastructure in our old and aging city? Public input. Zero public input. No impact studies on how this garbage site will affect the lifestyles and health issues of the 30,000-plus residents of Moose Jaw. City is dealing with real-life issues and real-life people and yet have chosen to remove from this process all opinions and concerns of the people they are representing. Remember that behind the pretty name, the berms, the fences, the trees, a dump is still a dump. Our beautiful little city deserves better than this. Remember that behind the pretty name, the berms, the fences, the trees, a dump is still a dump. Our beautiful little city deserves better than this. Bring your concerns to RM No. 161 Open House and Waste Management Hearing on March 19, 2024 at the Moose Jaw Event Center. All RM No. 161 residents and city residents welcome. For more info, contact Wilda Soper at 306-693-2458. Friends of the RM number 161 and the City of Moose Jaw residents. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.